Puny.
Okay. What does puny mean?
I mean, he looks delicate, kind of.
Uh-huh. What if he's just the opposite of that? You say he's...
skinny.
Or he's not skinny. You say he's... he's able to lift heavy weights and he's muscular. You'd say that he's...
it's awful stout. He's stout?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
What does stout mean?
I mean, he's able to do.
Uh-huh.
He's able to get around.
You say he's not weak, he's...
stout.
Uh-huh. What's the difference between strong and stout?
Well, he have the ambition to do things. Strong.
Uh-huh.
That's what I call it.
Strong and stout mean about the same
uh-huh.
thing?
Uh-huh.
Would you ever use the word stout talking about butter turning bad?
Butter, yeah. Well, we call it when butter turning bad, it's tainy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And someone who's always smiling, doesn't lose his temper, you say that he's?
He's friendly. He's always have a smile on his face.
Okay. And someone like a teenage boy who's just all arms and legs?
Skinny.
What if he's always stumbling and dropping things?
He's weak.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I see. He's weak.
Well, he's... it's not that he's weak. He's just... just anything... he breaks things a lot. He...
nervous.
Uh-huh.
Nervous. I call it say he's nervous.
Do you ever hear people say gawky or clumsy or awkward?
Oh, yeah. Clumsy or breaking things uh-huh. like that. Uh-huh.
And a person who keeps on doing things that don't make any sense, you'd say he's just a plain...
stupid.
Okay. Do you ever call him a fool?
Yeah. Yeah, he's a fool.
What does that mean?
Fool means that he always doing something he have no business to do.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And a person who has a whole lot of money but really hangs on to his money, won't spend any.
Ah, you know what? I call that stupid. I know it's a lady now, got a lot of money, and she won't, well, she'll fuss because she has to spend a nickel or dime. And I told her the other day, I said, have you ever seen a casket with a pocket on the side of it?
Would you, do you ever hear something like that called a tight rod or skin flint?
Uh-huh.
What about,
skin flint?
Uh-huh.
Uh-uh.
You never heard that?
No.
When you say that a person is common, what does that mean?
I said person common, they just don't care what they say and don't care what they wear.
Mm-hmm.
I call it common.
It's insulting.
Yeah.
What if you say that a girl is common?
Hmm?
What if you say that a girl is common?
Girl?
A girl.
Oh, yeah. A girl could be common, too.
What would it mean if she's common?
No, she is common. She could be common with the boys.
Uh-huh. And an older person, maybe in their 80s, who still gets around real well and has a lot of energy, you'd say that for his age, he's still awfully...
I would say she's awful ambitious and everything. Mm-hmm.
Do you ever hear people call someone like that spry or peppy?
Yeah, spry. She's awful spry.
Uh-huh. And say if your children are out later than usual, you'd say, well, I don't guess there's anything wrong, but still I can't help feeling a little...
little sorry, a little bad about my children, because they haven't come out.
Uh-huh. You'd say you wouldn't feel easy about it.
No.
You'd say you felt...
worried.
Or a little...
shaky.
Uh-huh. And someone else would say, well, they'll get home all right, just don't...
worry.
Uh-huh.